All right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P23-017 regarding Kevin Howard. The time is now 10:03 a.m. on April 7, 2023. My name is Caitlin Crawford, and I'm the investigator assigned to the case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title, and purpose. We will start with those of us in the room and then move to those that are attending virtually. So as mentioned, my name is Caitlin Crawford, and I'm the investigator assigned to this case.
Daniel Carthel, assisting investigator.
Kurt Winter, deputy director.
Ed Marley, architect, enforcement advisory committee member.
Jason Comer, architect, EAC member.
Kevin Howard, architect.
Debbie Howard, vice president of our company. Okay. Could we go to our EAC members attending virtually?
My name is Tanya Pimentova. I'm an EAC member.
Thank you.
Brian Anderson, EAC member. I'm an architect.
Thank you. I believe that we have Mr. Howard's attorney. Could you please introduce yourself?
Yes, Mike Woodluck is the attorney for Kevin Howard.
Thank you. Ms. Loera?
Orlene Loera, enforcement manager.
Thank you. Mr. Donald?
Scott Donald, Assistant Attorney General, acting as Board Counsel for the Board of Technical Registration.
Thank you. And then Mr. Fisk.
Hi, I'm Brad Fisk. I guess I'm the complainant.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. All right. A few reminders. This meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it's clear who is speaking. This is important, so when I go back to review the audio recording, I will know who said what. To avoid disruptions, cell phones must be completely off or placed in silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. I would like to remind any attorneys present today that the meeting today is purely an investigative interview so that the committee members reviewing the case are able to ask your client questions to help them determine a recommendation to make to the board. We ask that only the respondent and alleger answer questions being asked by the committee members during the interview process because the purpose is to have professionals investigate the allegations. You will have an opportunity to provide a brief statement to the committee after interviews have been completed, but this is not the proper time for legal arguments. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on August 21st, 2022, related to a residential project in Oro Valley, Arizona. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during the case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask the committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. For the record, I will call each committee member's name. Please signify yes or no. Mr. Anderson.
Yes.
Thank you. Ms. Samatova.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Comer.
Yes.
Mr. Marley.
Yes.
All right, thank you. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted, starting with the alleger and then the respondent. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been concluded. Any party here in person not being interviewed will wait out in the lobby. You will be called in when it is time for your interview. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call from me once it is time for your interview. At this time, I will call for a motion to enter into executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion. May I please have a motion?
Ms. Crawford, Ed Marley, I move that we move into executive session.
Thank you, Mr. Marley. May I have a second?
Jason Comer, I second the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Comer. All right, now I will call and vote individually on entering into executive session. Mr. Anderson?
Aye.
Ms. Yamatova?
Aye.
Mr. Comer?
Aye.
Mr. Marley?
Aye.
Motion passes. We have entered into executive session. It is 10:09 a.m. on April 7th, 2023. All right.